This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Remember the good old days in 2008 when Vancouver's homeless count was 811, just before newly elected Mayor Gregor Robertson promised to end homelessness? I mean, you could hear the progressive set swoon. So how did it work out? Well, let's flash forward to this year. A number of homeless identified in the latest count has swelled by 275%. New Mayor Kennedy Stewart is going to do something about it. Now, where have we heard that before? $1 million a day is being spent in Vancouver's downtown east side. 600 modular units of new housing have been built in the last 2 years, but still there's record homelessness. So what happened to those lofty promises? Well, in two words, it was empty rhetoric. Another two, political grandstanding. Still two more, virtue signaling. They oversimplified a very complex problem for political gain. They pretended there's a single homogeneous group called the homeless. Utter nonsense. People end up homeless for a variety of reasons, from addiction, abuse, mental illness, and any solutions must reflect that diversity. But before you send in the hate mail, let me deliver the knockout punch that amply demonstrates how quickly commitments to end homelessness take a backseat to political agendas. 5 years ago, KPMG issues a report on the Portland Hotel Society, which revealed gross misspending of public funds that were supposed to go to help the homeless. The audit outlined highly questionable non-arm's-length business contracts, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on fancy restaurants, thousands more on limousines, European vacations, the trip to Disneyland, posh hotels, list of expenses that demanded further investigation. But not one of the self-proclaimed champions of the homeless wanted anything to do with it. I mean, after all, the executives in charge all had connections to the NDP and Vision Vancouver, including then-husband of NDP MLA Jenny Kwan. The governing Liberals certainly didn't want further investigation because it was the second time they'd been scammed. Last time, about $1.7 million missing from the Downtown Eastside Residents Association. And none of them had anything to say when the executives of the Portland Hotel Society, who were directly implicated in the misspending, actually received taxpayer-funded severance pay. Well, they certainly made out a lot better than the homeless, and that's the point. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.